You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
If you have young children starting school this week in most of the UK, that's a few weeks ago in Scotland, here's a question. How's it going with the shoelaces? Many parents are going online for help, apparently, and there is a YouTube video of how to do it that is very highly successful. It was produced by Ian Figgen, who is known as the Professor of Shoelaces, or indeed Professor Shoelaces, also author of the book Laces. And he joins us now from his home in Melbourne, Australia. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Justin.
Do you get a spike of interest at this time of year, or at least when the Northern Hemisphere kids are going back?
Indeed, it's about twice a year I get a spike. In the Southern Hemisphere, it happens around December, January, and in the Northern Hemisphere, it's around this time.
And is it desperate parents looking for help, or is it more practical than that?
Yeah, it's more just practical advice. I mean, every parent has never really thought of the process of going, you know, how do you teach your children to tie their shoelaces? It's become such an automatic thing through their lifetime. The first time they have to do it, they go, oh dear, I don't even know where to start.
Mm-hmm. So where do they start?
I guess most people will give it a bit of a go themselves first, and by all accounts, most children find it tricky to learn in one sitting. So
it's difficult enough as a parent, isn't it? Because you're doing it from the wrong side and you're getting confused yourself and you're busy anyway and someone's wanting more breakfast, etc. What can you provide to those parents who find it tricky?
Well, there's a number of educational websites that specialise in sort of early learning things. My own personal advice is just a couple of simple little tips. For example, getting a pair of shoelaces and putting marks on them with texter or something to so that the children can see which parts need to be held and which parts need to be lined up with each other. Perhaps getting shoelaces with a different colour on either side so that you can say, listen, do the green side rather than the left side, because a lot of children have difficulty with left and right still.
I'm not sure what some schools would make of that. But, yeah, it's not a bad idea. And you've developed your own knot as well, is that right?
Well, interestingly, it's actually the identical bow that most people would tie their shoelaces with, but it's a different technique for tying it. So rather than starting with one loop and wrapping the other loop around it, or as some people do, they create two loops and tie a knot with them, mine, you also create two loops, but the loops are sort of fed through each other with both hands simultaneously, and the result is an almost instant knot. Looks quite magic.
Right. Okay, and you do all of this online, so if someone wants to see this happening, you can go. You've got a YouTube video, haven't you? But you've got more as well.
Yeah, I guess I'm one of the people that's crazy enough to have set up a website about shoelaces.
Yeah, because we should say you are a web designer, aren't you?
Exactly. In fact, my website came out long before YouTube even existed, so if that gives people any idea. When I put my own video onto my website, it sort of went viral, as they would call it nowadays.
Our editor has just pointed out that the rabbit goes round the tree and then down the hole. That seems to have worked for him or his family, though I bet they're all laughing at him now. But, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? You've got to find what works for your own children, and also note that, and this has always been the case, but I wonder if it's more the case now, that children learn at their own pace, and not all of them have done it by the age of, I don't know, 7, 8, 9.
Exactly, and a lot of children have different learning styles. So what works for one child, another child may just not be able to grasp it. Other difficulties, for example, parents that are left-handed and have right-handed children, or vice versa, that's quite tricky for the child to comprehend what's going on.
And are we getting worse at it?
I think we are, actually. In fact, there was some research about a decade ago that looked into the fact that children are really learning these things later in life because they're able to put them off. Parents are able to give their kids Velcro shoes so they can delay these developmental milestones. And this is actually a problem because children, it's not just that they can't tie their shoelaces, but they're no longer, or they haven't gone through a difficult thing to learn and found that, okay, it does sometimes take a lot of work to learn something.
And that's useful in the rest of life. Interesting point to end on, because I was going to say just stick to slip-ons through your whole life, but actually that is a silly thing to say, and I won't. Ian Fijian, thank you very much.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.